Well, hello again, and I just want to wish a great happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there that are tuning in. I hope you have a great day. I hope that your husbands or your children, you are spoiled today, and you have permission that you get to do, you get to eat whatever you want today. And I want to just wish a happy Mother's Day to my wife, Jenny, the mother to our three boys. Jenny, you're the love of my life. You do such a great job of raising our three boys. You're an incredible just support to all of us. We love you, love you, love you. And I want to wish happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's I know probably out there somewhere watching this right now. Mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you. And so if you haven't yet already, church, listen, please commit that today you will call your mom or you will do something to remember your mom if she's not with you today. It's a great day to celebrate the moms we all have. Now, not all of us are mothers, but we all have one. And so happy Mother's Day once again to everybody. Hey, and thanks for coming and worshiping with us again in this way online. And you know what? You can continue to worship with us by way of your giving. I want to thank you for being such a generous church. We made such a huge difference and for our Easter offering with Convoy of Hope. I look forward to telling you more about that. But you can continue to give in your regular tithes and offering. As you always do, thank you, thank you, thank you. But you can give online and or you can send it in the mail to 1803 East Vale Avenue here in Kokomo or text New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977. Thank you for your generosity and giving. If you give the missions, man, please let's continue to support our missionaries in this way as well. And you know what? Hey, listen, if you're new to New Life Church or maybe you're new to watching this broadcast, I want to encourage you that you can text the word CONNECT to 765-347-9127 and we will send you an electronic connection card just so that you can fill out, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we want to help give you some great next steps in your faith walk with Jesus. So we welcome you today. Also, church members, if you have a prayer request of any kind, you can always text CONNECT to this number and we will receive that prayer request and get that in the hands of our great prayer teams. All right? Well, today we're going to continue in our series, One Another. And this is the fourth week of this series. And you know, moms, I kind of had you in mind when I was thinking about what we would talk about this week. And so I hope it connects with you, but I know that it will connect with each and every one of us. But so I just want to, let's go through some of the One Another statements that we've looked at. Now, once again, this series is all about going through Scripture. We're looking at the different One Another statements in the Bible. There's over 100 times in the New Testament that the phrase one another is used in Scripture. 59 of those times are commandments that we can use to see of how to or how not to when it comes to this area of relating to one another. Now, obviously, in this life, our vertical relationship with God is important, but our horizontal relationships with others is equally as important. We love God, we love people, and so we are looking at this idea of how we relate to one another. So to remind you, first week we talked about how to love one another, that is a big commandment. It is a commandment of Jesus to love one another, and that love is the evidence that our lives have been transformed. And then then 2 weeks ago, we talked about encouraging one another. We looked at that word encouragement, and remember we talked about when we encourage people, we are trying to get courage down inside of them so that courage will come out of their life. And I hope that was a powerful word for you. And last week, we talked about judging one another. Now listen, if you didn't hear last week's message, I really encourage you to go online to newlifeforkokomo.org. You can go to the archive of messages. You can see all of these messages. But last week's message on judging one another, listen, it impacted me. It impacted me. And so if you haven't heard that, or maybe you need to hear it again, I encourage you to go online, find that message, and listen to it again. Well, so we're going to continue in our series today, One Another. And today, I want to talk about being devoted to one another. Being devoted to another. Now, there was an elementary teacher who spent an entire day telling her second graders about magnets. I have two magnets here that my boys got at a gift shop last summer. And she told her second graders all about magnets the day before, about how they connect and the different poles of a magnet. And then the following day, she gave her students in her second grade class a test on the subject of magnets. And the test included this question. It included the question, my name has six letters and I pick things up. And my name starts with an M. And to the teacher's surprise, over half of her second grade class, when they turned in their test, to that answer, the six-letter name that starts with M that picks things up, half of her class wrote in the answer, mother. They wrote in the answer, mother. And now, moms, we know that you do much more than a magnet. You do much more than picking up clothes and cleaning dirty dishes and picking up the kids. You do much, much more than that. And that a mother creates an atmosphere of love and acceptance to her children. And really, moms, you have an incredible opportunity to your kids to set up an example of the love of God in their life. And a mother has an incredible opportunity to show her kids Jesus, because Jesus loves us with an unconditional love. And I'm so thankful for mothers in our lives that have loved children, loved us unconditionally. So moms, we thank you for your unconditional love, and you are much more than a magnet picking up after your children or your grown-up children, as my wife sometimes calls me. It's okay. So thank you, moms. But I want to talk about being devoted to one another. Let's look at our verse today, Romans chapter 12, verse 10. It says, be devoted to one another in love, and honor one another above yourselves. Devotion to one another is a lot like these magnets. Devotion to one another is like this magnetic force, because it connects people together. When I am devoted to you and you're devoted to me, there's a connecting force now between the two of us as we have devotion towards one another. The connection in Jenny and I's marriage is the fact that we have chosen each other, we continue to choose each other, and we are devoted, and it connects us together. The connection in our families, we're devoted to raising our children. The connection we have together as a church is we're devoted to God, we're devoted to this place, we're devoted to be generous, we're devoted to serve, we're devoted to one another, and it connects us all together. So when magnets align, magnets have different poles, but when the poles align, when the magnets align, devotion is aligned, it connects us together, and it makes us stronger. So the pull that a magnet has is magnified when we are connected together. And so this is a type of devotion I want to talk about today. And so devotion, it is this connecting force. But recently, during this time of quarantine, I began to watch the series on Netflix, The Last Dance. This is a 10-part documentary on the legendary Michael Jordan. Now, I am reminded when I watch this documentary of just how good Michael Jordan was. And there's a lot of debate sometimes among sports fans about who is the greatest of all time basketball player. Some would say LeBron James. Some are Team Michael Jordan. But listen, if you are Team LeBron James, this is you know, no hate, but you got to go watch The Last Dance, and you will be convinced that Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. But in this documentary series, you kind of watch how Michael Jordan became who he was and who he was as a basketball player. And you know, the interesting thing is when Michael Jordan was in high school, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school team because he just wasn't good enough. The interesting thing that I've come to see in the life of Michael is that he didn't have this like unnatural ability to play basketball that was just like, it just came like naturally to him. He was this natural born star. He was just born with a basketball in his hand. No, he was an athletic young man, but he didn't have the skill set to even be good enough for his high school team, and his coach had to cut him. But what separated Jordan from the rest was Jordan's incredible devotion to the game and his devotion to being better, his devotion to developing his craft. That is what really set Michael Jordan apart. It wasn't just that he was just good because for good sake. No, he worked on it. He was devoted. And so the first point I want to make about devotion is that devotion takes regularity, it takes persistence, and devotion takes loyalty. Devotion takes regularity. In other words, if you want to be devoted with regularity, you have to keep showing up. You have to keep showing up to practice. You have to keep showing up to get better. You have to keep on showing up, even when you don't feel like it. And persistence in devotion is that you keep going even when it's hard. As we relate to one another, there are times when we have to be regular. There are times we have to be persistent because it's not always easy. It gets hard. You kind of feel like you hit a wall sometimes with people. But to break through that wall, you keep showing up and you're persistent. And then last of all is devotion is loyalty. And loyalty is that you are dedicated without being persuaded. That you're not going to be persuaded to go to another team. You're not going to be persuaded to leave someone behind. You are loyal to one another because you're devoted. Devoted. So devotion to one another is to be consistent. It's loyal despite dispute. Did you hear me? Devotion is loyal despite any disputes that you may have. There's loyalty there. Yeah, I think of marriages that get to celebrate 50 plus years of marriage. You don't get there without being this kind of devoted. You don't get to 50 plus years of marriage without having regularity in your connection, without being persistent when things got hard, or without being loyal to only one another. This is the kind of devotion we're talking about. I think about people, and I admire people, that they get to retire from a job that they worked for 30 plus years at one job. I think that is commendable. I think that is awesome. But you know what? Someone did not work 30 plus years at the same job or with the same company without devotion, without that regularity that every day you go and you hit that time clock, or you showed up on time, or without persistence, because there's weeks or seasons that you had to work overtime, or you had to work nights and weekends, you had to work holidays, or that you weren't loyal. It takes these things to reach these big moments in people's lives that many of us want. I want to be married for 50 plus years. I want to be able to say that I was devoted to the ministry all of my life, because that's what I was called to do. I want to be devoted to my calling. I want to say this, but it takes regularity, persistence, and loyalty in order to reach those milestones in our lives. So, and I would say also that in this idea of devotion, you can be casual or you can be devoted, but you can't be both. You can't be both. And actually, I think that being casual loses connection, but devotion leads to development. If Michael Jordan was just casual about his craft, if he was just casual about getting into the NBA or collegiate basketball, it would have never developed. But it's through devotion that leads to development. And it's through devotion to one another that develops strong friendships. Devotion to one another will develop strong marriages. Devotion to one another builds strong families. And listen, students, kids, be devoted to your parents, and it will develop a strong relationship. Church, if we're devoted to one another, if we're devoted to the Lord, devoted to the house of God, it will develop a movement that will continue to move in ministry that will reach people far from God. But to be casual, we will lose this connection. So when people become casual about church, they lose connection. If people become casual in their marriages, they lose connection. If you become casual in your friendships, you lose connection. No, I'm saying be devoted to one another, and it always leads to development. It gets better. It gets sweeter. You reach milestones because you were devoted long, long before. So being casual loses connection. But devotion leads to development. And once again, I want to show you again in Romans 12:10, it says, be devoted to one another, but catch this, in love. Be devoted to one another in love. Now, you could be devoted to somebody out of, you have to be, or you could be devoted to one another in love. And to be devoted to one another in love, love is to do what is in the other person's best interest. Hear me. Love is to do what is in the other person's best interest. Hear me, husbands. Love is to do what's in the other person's best interest. Listen, if you want to have good friendships, love that puts other people first. If you want to serve in your calling, and when you serve at church, or when you serve at home, or in your workplace, if you want to stand out, if you want to make God known, love is to do what's in the other person's best interest. And Jesus was the greatest example of this kind of love, because Jesus had your best interest in mind when he crawled up on that cross and he bore nails in his hands and in his feet and he took the spear in his side. It was for your best interest. If he was out for his best interest, he could have called down angels to rescue him. He would have never gone to the cross, but he had you in mind. Love is to do what is in the other person's best interest. And so devotion in love would be to be devoted to one another in this kind of way. I want to show you what Paul writes in Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 3. So he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility. Watch this. Value others above yourself. Value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. So being devoted to one another, it is to love others with their interest in mind. So devotion and love, their interest in mind. So as a family, kids, students, how do you connect with parents? How do you honor your mother and father with this in mind? How do you honor your father and mother, serving them and keeping your parents' best interest in mind? Or how about siblings? If you have brothers and sisters, how do you be devoted to your brothers and sisters with their best interest in mind? Marriages, they succeed when two people are devoted to one another and they are serving not their own selfish ambitions, but they are serving their partner's best interest. They have their interest in mind. That's how marriages reach 50 years. How does a church that was established 2,000 plus years ago, when Jesus established the church, the body of Christ, how does the church last 2,000 plus years? Well, we are a people, we are a community of people that are putting each other's interests in front of our own. We are honoring one another. We are devoted to one another. And how does the church last 2,000 plus years? It's because we are devoted to God. We're devoted to his mission. And we have God's interest in mind. So you see what the power that devotion can have. We are fused together when our devotion is directed at each other. Like magnets. Magnets have different poles. And when the right poles are facing each other, they connect. When magnets connect, The pulling power of a magnet is magnified when they stick together. But when you reverse just one of these poles and you flip one of them around, all of a sudden they will repel each other away. The force actually causes them to disconnect, and they will never connect in this way. Devotion has to be directed in the same direction, towards one another. Otherwise, it just repels. Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans 12, 11 says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Now, this word zeal could be substituted for the word devotion. So never be lacking in devotion. But before this, keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. This word fervor could also be substituted with the word devotion. But better than that, the word fervor in the Greek, it really means to boil. So think of it this way. Never be lacking in devotion, but keep your spiritual flame hot, 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 serving the Lord. Keep your spiritual flame serving the Lord. Keep it burning hot. And in having a spiritual fervor serving the Lord, it will fuel your devotion towards one another. So look at this third point. Devotion to God fuels our devotion to one another. The only reason that I have any ability to really be devoted to others in my life, to be devoted to my calling, to be devoted to my marriage, to be devoted to my children, to be devoted to friendships, to be devoted to community, the only reason I can do that is because I have to have a flame that burns bright in me, and that is my devotion to God. My devotion to God is what fuels my devotion to others. Without it, if I'm disconnected here, I get disconnected here. They go together. And I would, listen, friend, today, if you are feeling disconnected from God, I want you to know that you need to check the direction of your devotion. Because if it takes poles facing each other, if it takes devotion facing each other to build connection, if you feel disconnected from God, I know, friend, that God's devotion is 100% directed towards you. One of the poles has been flipped. And we call this flip repentance. Repentance is to turn around and go the other direction. So if you feel disconnected from God, today you could also turn it around and be connected back with God. His devotion is pointed towards you today. You can be reconnected with the God who loves you, who's called you, who wants more for your life. He wants to heal you. He wants to make you whole again. So you need to make that turn. You need to make that turnaround and turn your devotion off of things of this world, off of your own pursuits and selfish ambitions, and turn it back to God, because He is already turned towards you, and the connection can be reestablished. So devotion to God and devotion to one another. If you feel disconnection in relationships, maybe a friend, maybe a family member, maybe with one of your children or a sibling, or maybe you feel disconnected with your parents, or you feel disconnected with your father or your mother, grandparent, whatever it may be, turn your devotion towards them. And to turn your devotion towards them just means to love them with their interests in mind, to put them before yourself. And when two people begin to be devoted to one another, it builds a connection. It fuses them together. So my prayer today is that you would be connected back to God. You would have greater connection with friends, with your church. There'd be greater connections in our church in marriages and families, parents to children, children to parents, and together, all of us together, in community, devoted to one another. Let me pray for you this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have given us the best example of what devotion is. You demonstrated it on the cross. You died, you rose again. And Lord, I thank you that your devotion is always, always, always pointed towards us. God, would you forgive us when our devotion turns to selfish things, turns to things of this world. God, this morning we want to realign first our devotion to you, that connection be made strong. And then God, help us evaluate how we are connected with other people in our lives. Lord, how are we disconnected in friendships or in our families, with our children, with our spouses? God, I pray that we would realign devotions towards one another, and that there we would be fused together, people that are trying to outserve one another, people that are putting their other people's interests before themselves. Lord, may we be stronger when we're together. Like magnets stuck together, the pull of their power is magnified when they're fused together. Fuse us together, God, as a church community, that we together would exhibit the power of God in our community. And Lord, for those that feel distant from you today, God, I pray that they would flip, the pole of their heart and turn their attention, their affection, their devotion towards you and be fused together with you, and that somebody today would be reconnected with you in Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us in our online experience today. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. If you want to stay connected with us, if you made a decision for Christ today or you have a prayer request, feel free to shoot us a text. Text the word CONNECT to 765-347-9127. There you can connect with us if you have a prayer need, made a decision for Jesus today, or whatever you may need can be done at that textable phone number. We also want to remind you of the ways for you to give financially to the ministry. You can mail in your tithe and offering to here to the church, or you can use the website newlifeforkokomo.org, or you can also text to give New Life for Kokomo at 77977. We love you. We are praying for you. We miss you. And please know that we are praying for you every single day until we can meet again. We love you.